Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. Conservative truth? You trying to change our tagline?
Yeah. Why? Not as much as you do.
So often.
Welcome to the podcast. Today's going to be a little bit of a short one, but we will get into a lot. We're going to be talking about the new rules for impeachment that somehow give all the power to the Dems and everything. So please let us know what you think. Please comment below. If you haven't already, please like the video. If you can, please share it. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe and hit the notifications button. Also, if you like any of the stuff you see on this table or behind F-Bomb James, do us a favor and go to freedomwire.com. Go to the store tab at the top of the page. Look around. Maybe there's something you like. Buy it. Support the podcast. Support conservatism. Support us putting conservatism out.
And for calling Adam Schiff out like we're about to.
And, oh my gosh.
The mugs are going fast.
Yeah, so we're almost out of mugs. I actually washed mine and sold it, so that's why I'm drinking out of this. Okay, I'm kidding.
Excuses.
But
I'm hearing excuses.
No, I just love my cup. Please do what you can and let us know what you think again below. Please comment. All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this railroading. Okay. This attempting of railroading, because bottom line is it doesn't matter what these people say or do. The bottom line is the truth will prevail.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, they're going to impeach him. That's why it's ridiculous that they're even going through this. We already know they made up their mind. But that doesn't mean that the rules... So the American people should be able to see all the truth for themselves and make up their own mind. So that's why these processes, it might seem kind of like, oh, they're talking about congressional process. This is actually really important, though, because what these rules do, that they voted on a very narrow margin, I believe. You said there was maybe two Democrats.
It was within margin of like 10 people.
Yeah.
It just passed the other day, yesterday, I believe.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the rules for impeachment proceedings and the inquiry and what that entails. So basically, to dumb it down a little bit, to simplify it, is basically that gives the power to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, because they're the committee chairmen of the two main committees, the Intelligence Committee and Judiciary Committee, who are going to be running this investigation or inquiry. What happens is so the Republicans can present witnesses or whatever, but it's at the discretion of the chairman. So basically, they could overrule who gets to what witnesses and what gets to be brought up. So basically, it's a sham.
It's a kangaroo court.
Weird how they're going about it, because it has been an unofficial impeachment inquiry for a while, and now they've made it official, but it's still not officially an impeachment.
I think they made it worse.
Yeah.
It was a hidden. Let's call it what it was. It was a hidden inquiry as to what was going on, and the fact that I guess the committees would not allow Republicans to look at the actual
the depositions
and things of that nature. Why is this, like, I don't understand how this is being allowed.
Well, and here's
that's the whole thing. How is this being allowed?
There were Republicans on the committee, but they weren't running things, and
people outside weren't
allowed to access the transcripts.
Yeah, even worse than that is there were Republicans at the committee, and but you never got to see the questions they asked you had to go through a Democratic
Senate. And it was selective leaks.
They would only put out things that made Trump look bad.
Yeah, opening statement from Taylor last week. There was all they released that because it didn't look like Trump and make him look great. But obviously we know second, third, and fourth hand sources. But anyway, so they'll put that stuff out. Oh sure, yeah. Here's his whole opening statement. But then you don't ever get to see the cross examination from the Republican side.
Now, as far as committees are concerned, does it have to be an equal number, or can a committee be mostly
It's proportional, but it's got to be. Obviously, it's mostly Democrats. They have the majority, and of course, they have the chairman. So those committee chairmen are very important. This is why the 2018 midterm election was so important, because this is what happened as a result of the Republicans losing the House.
Right.
Because this is what we were all afraid of. This was going to happen. This is the sham hearings and countless subpoenas and all that. And this is what happened.
And let's call it what it is. I mean, well, not call it what it is, but let's take a look at this. The bottom line is these House Democrats have been so focused on getting rid of Donald Trump, they are completely ignoring their own voters and their own districts. What are they? What can they be? What is Adam Schiff doing for his for the people of his district if all he is concentrating and focused on getting rid of Trump on something that's not real?
No, Schiff is a liar. Let's be honest; he's a liar. He's lied the whole time. Remember, he had all this breaking bombshell news that he couldn't tell people about the Russia thing until later. He kept saying wait till, and then it never happened. And then of course we know he's working with a whistleblower ahead of time. At least his staff was, and that means he had to have known. So whistleblower. But anyway, so this is what happens when you
let's stop calling him a whistleblower.
That's why I said whistleblower.
Let's start calling him what he was. He's a mole. He was a Democrat mole that was still left. It was like Trump should have cleaned house.
I mean, he was a mole that didn't even get that deep because all the information was second and third.
Third hand, yeah. I mean,
so he's not a very good mole, but
no, he's definitely nonetheless a terrible mole. But he was still a mole. And the fact that, and that's all that it takes, though. That's all it took was him being in a position of inside the administration for him to say, well, I heard about this.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, they had a good meme about the REL Speedwagon. I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who
heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Heard it from another. You've been talking to the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
But is there anything that the American, why, like, again, this is a point where the media should be holding holding Schiff and Nadler and taking them to task, holding their feet to the fire and saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing this secretive? Why can't this be out in the open? What is it that makes this?
My God, Schiff is on like every cable news channel show, so they have an opportunity to ask him, but we know they're on the same side.
All he's doing is building a platform for himself based on all this nonsense that's going on. It's just more power for them. That's all this has ever been about.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's more power so they can move us further away from capitalism towards socialism, so then they can always keep power, and that way they get to dictate to everybody instead of just voting base what can and cannot be done in this country. And it's a dangerous line, man. It is. Up until the other day, man, I gotta admit, I had a lot of hope still that we could come away from this, that we could somehow, even though we're getting more and more, we've been divided, I go, look, it's America, man. We'll come back together. We'll come back together. But the more that I watch what's going on, the less I believe that's even possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm bummed out. I really am. I'm bummed out that this is the direction. And like I was having not really a debate, but a discussion the other day over social media with one of my friends, and we were being respectful and things of that nature. It has nothing to do with that. But what really stuck out in that conversation was the fact that the truth is now being cast aside for how you feel about somebody. It's like the truth is being straight up disregarded, and we're both, everybody on either side is like if you talk to a conservative or you talk to a liberal, they both say the same thing. I feel like I'm crazy that you don't understand this. Do you know what I'm saying? Have you noticed that?
Oh, of course.
It's like they think we're crazy. Mm-hmm. We think they're crazy. But it's like, but where is no man's land of sanity? That's what I want to know.
So here,
could, who knows? We could be the crazy ones. I don't think that. I mean, no, I think, yeah. But what I'm saying is there's got to be a place where the truth lies.
So here's what I've noticed, even more so, is the emotions, how everybody freaks out more than I've ever seen in my life.
Not on the right. Very rarely do people on the right freak out.
Right, but I'm saying mostly on the left. And it's just like, where does this emotion come from? Like, why is it so, they're so angry? Like, and it's not just Trump. This is going on years before Trump. But it's definitely accelerated, don't get me wrong, with Donald Trump. But it was the whole racism thing, the Nazi, you know, whatever they call us, when they disagree. But, and they get so mad. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I don't like bringing up politics in public very much, because that's the kind of reaction I get. I just want to have fun and chill.
So much of people's identities become wrapped up in their political affiliations. Can't attack politics without attacking the person.
Like,
if I slander your congressman or congresswoman or whatever, it's akin to me slandering your mother because they're that close to you.
They can't, especially on the left.
Right.
Because they see everything through a political lens. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And actually, I'm writing an article, it'll be up in a couple hours, about just how everybody on the left, the system's so out of whack. They see everything through the government. And the role of the presidency. And this has been going on for years. It doesn't matter who the president is. It's not Trump specific. It's like, he's not a monarch. Our country should not be judged by who the president of the United States is. We have other layers of this system.
Yeah.
And it's this obsession with Washington, D.C. We're here in Florida. We should be more concerned what happens in Tallahassee than what's in Washington, D.C.
We should be more... Or even concerned in what's happening in West Palm Beach.
Right, that's true, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But there's a obsession.
Those are the people who affect you more. It radiates out.
Right.
And this whole thing of, you know, people freak out whenever there's a president they don't like, this one guy is going to destroy everything and ruin our lives.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is if a president is able to, by his mere election, make you be afraid for your life.
You got
to
reevaluate.
Maybe the executive branch has too much power.
Well, that you got to reevaluate. But I was going to say, if the liberals are watching, here's what's going to happen. Donald Trump will be gone in 2 or 6 years. He'll probably get reelected. But if he doesn't get reelected, it'll be 2 years. Life will go on. He's one person. Like, why are you freaking out so much?
Well, here's the other thing that they do not keep in mind. They are so focused on Trump and him destroying the country. He's only been president for 2.5 years.
Right.
What happened the other 241 years that he wasn't in power? He's not responsible for all of the wrong in the world. How can you put that on one person? That is absolutely crazy.
He's a convenient scapegoat to just point at and say, oh, Trump's making all these problems. There's a lot more than just Trump that was going on in the world.
People ask me, like, I really do. I equate Trump to Batman a lot. And they're like, what, you think he's a hero? I go, not really. It's not so much that he's a hero, but in the end of The Dark Knight. Dark Knight. He becomes the villain because the city needed a villain to unite. Trump has become this villain, but he's the villain that's trying to fix our country.
But you know what? And that's not a bad point, because what he's done is he's exposed them.
He's exposed them all. Yeah,
right,
it's like, what? It's amazing to me that the American people are not like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. We've been selectively ignoring what's going on in these hallowed halls of the federal government, when we should have been being like, well, why is this happening? Why is Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and there's one other one.
Fill in the blank with any liberal.
Why are there children? Why are four prominent political figures in America, why are four of their children making millions in Ukrainian energy companies?
That's so true. But
it was Romney. It's Romney, Pelosi, Biden, and there's one other person.
I remember which one.
Yeah, but regardless, it's not even just that he's exposed. He's exposed their true intentions with government. Look at how now they're open out of the closet socialists. Like, they don't even hide anymore. They've freaked out so much.
Nope. Yep.
Whether you love him or hate him for it, Trump is a bull in a china shop. He comes in and he was knocking a lot of stuff around. People are pointing at it like, oh, look at all the destruction he's causing. Well, all the stuff he's knocking over in the china shop is revealing massive corruption that was going on back in the era you couldn't see before.
And guns, too. Now they're like, yeah, hell yeah, we want your guns. Yeah, like, this stuff they used to lie about. Abortion, yeah, we don't care. We're right up to the point. Like, all these stuff, I don't know if
it's easy
how
to
much you
them.
Contribute to them, yeah. but it's interesting that it's happened, come out in the last few years.
It's easy to point at him and say he's at fault because of all the destruction. But look at everything that's being exposed by the stuff that's being torn down.
Yeah.
And I think that, that's the bottom, like, that is the point of contention, is that conservatives look around and go, look what they're doing. And
you know where I think you did a good job is, and I still go back to this, I think it'll, to me, that last debate with Hillary Clinton showed a lot of liberals, Trump got that out because he got her so mad. He got her so mad. I love it. Because she can't handle her emotions. And the one part,
most leftists can't.
No, when he was, it was the first question. I remember Chris Wallace asked, who was the moderator that night, asked a question about the Supreme Court justices, and then Trump pointed out her support of different abortion, basically, like she'd want to rip their the babies out of the womb or whatever, and that's exactly what they want to do now. And she got so frustrated by that, and I go, that was kind of a tell right there, like this, they're like, oh, they know it's like out in the open, like
this impeachment needs to happen, because if here's the thing, it's their best chance to get him out of office in 2020. Has nothing to do with now. It's their best chance to make sure that he does not get put in office in 2020, but it's not a guarantee, obviously. And because Russia didn't work, nothing worked. That all this stuff that they tried to lay on him, it doesn't work. This isn't going to work, but it's their best chance now.
And impeachment numbers are underwater for them too. Most people do not support impeaching the president. It's 40, it's like, anywhere in the battleground states. It's gone up. But still, in the battleground states, which the election is what matters, right? I mean, to these people, so it's not a good strategy.
You know what I think it is,
like,
though?
In Michigan, where I'm from, it's only 42% of people support. Support an impeachment.
You know what I think it is? I just think they're tired of hearing about it. They're like, just let's see. You know what I think it is? If you were to ask some pollster, do you believe we should? It's not just what they believe.
I think you're right.
I think it's, I just want to get this over with. Well, can we just impeach them and get it over with so we can be done with it?
Yeah. It's kind of like the end was, I was reading, it's kind of a similar thing going on with Brexit right now in England. Boris Johnson brought up a good point. He's like, don't you just want to, get up the next morning and just be done with this. I think Americans are definitely at that point. I know I've been for a long time, but the everyday voter.
Well, think about we've been doing these podcasts for
a couple months.
Next month will be 6 months. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing these podcasts. How many times have we had to talk about impeachment?
And remember, I'm old enough to remember when it was about Mueller. It was about the Mueller report.
Mueller report was going to change everything, and then it changed nothing.
All I was impeachment surrounded, so it didn't matter what it was.
And again, they're trying to change the narrative of the truth. The transcript has been released. Now
The ellipses, that's the story, the ellipses.
Well, and not only that, but then we have this former military, I think he was an Army veteran, Army...
Yeah, Vindman or something.
Who has said that he has questions or
the transcript, right, with the ellipses, like he wanted to change some of the wording in there as far as what he wanted, basically he wanted them to talk, he said that there was some sort, he Trump apparently told Zelensky that there was some Biden tapes or something, and he wanted that. I'm like, still, this doesn't change anything,
right?
Like,
right.
Who cares?
But again, so of course the left, now again, there's two things going on here. The right,
don't question the man's patriotism.
That's what the right has been doing,
and that's bullshit.
But at the same time, so just because he is a
and they're hiding behind it,
just because he's a veteran doesn't mean he does not have bias.
And it cracks me up though that now it's funny when they'll use the Constitution or they'll use servicemen. A lot of times they're trashing on them both all the time.
Right
now when it fits their narrative, then they're all of a sudden they're like,
How dare you?
It's like the Greta Thunberg thing.
How dare you?
Just when you're hiding, like with Greta Thunberg, when you're hiding behind a kid or a veteran or something that is sacred, then you can say, oh, how dare you attack this thing. We're not attacking that thing. We're attacking you who's hiding behind that thing.
And I am going to question his integrity. The guy's a Democrat.
Yeah, you can say integrity. I just wouldn't say.
Yeah, patriotism. I would never question his patriotism.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Not once. And if I were to meet him, I would shake his hand, thank him for his service because he's a Purple Heart winner.
If somebody's willing to go into the military, their patriotism's basically kind of ironclad at that point. You can't really question it. Because well, they're willing to make a sacrifice that most of us weren't.
Unless you're Tulsi Gabbard, she's a Russian agent.
But I don't question the man's, I don't question his patriotism.
No, you can definitely.
But I can question his integrity because he's a Democrat that has an axe to grind against Trump. He never liked Trump. I mean, it's like there's public posts apparently that I haven't seen them, but I read in a story that his social media was very anti-Trump.
But it cracks me up. The media, the New York Times, they treat it like it was some sort of amazing revelation. Smoking on is going to take him down because he wanted to edit the ellipses to say Trump talked to Zelensky about Biden tapes. Like, really? Who cares?
And maybe it was...
Even if he did say that, who cares?
Right, and maybe it was just the tape it's been out where he brags about it.
I think you're right. I think they're so stupid that that's the tape he's probably talking about because it was the one where he's like, oh, hell yeah.
We held up that million... And again, what the hell? Biden said, we were not going to give them any of that money.
Which is what they're accusing Trump of doing.
He bragged about it because... I'm sure being a part of the Obama administration gave him a feeling of immunity. Like, nobody was willing to attack them because, you're a racist if you attack the Obama administration, even if you're mad at Biden.
And, again, also lost in the shuffle is that Trump has been far better to Ukraine than Obama was. He's provided them with defense funding, so this isn't... It's not like he withheld it for all of his administration. He's been very good to Ukraine to help them fight the Russians.
Yeah.
But he's a Russian puppet, too, I forgot.
So that's your update on impeachment. I'm done talking about impeachment.
The vote passed in the House narrowly, along party lines.
Along party lines,
as expected. I think there were maybe three or four Democrats who were either against it or voted present. The one independent in the House voted for it. So pretty much what you'd expect.
Yeah,
Adam Schiff. Now he's running the country.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not an official impeachment vote. It was the unofficial impeachment inquiry is now an official impeachment inquiry that is not official impeachment, if that makes any sense. It is very convoluted.
Well, it's called a shell game.
Yeah.
Find the impeachment. Good luck.
They're trying to do everything they can to make it... walk right up to impeachment without making anything official and without making any commitments, and then they'll just spring impeachment whenever they feel like it, probably at a convenient time right before the election.
All right.
Yeah. Well.
Until we're gonna talk about it again. Unfortunately.
I'm done for today. How about that?
Yeah. But that's why you need to listen to podcasts like ours so we can fight back against this.
I'm tired of banging my head against the wall for today. Tomorrow I'll bang it again. I'll bang it up against the wall again.
Yeah.
But for today, I'm done. Tell us what you think. What is going on here? Do you believe that this is a railroad job of Trump? Do you believe that Schiff and Nadler are stacking the deck in their favor, which is obvious?
Rhetorical question.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Comment below. Also, if you can, please like the video, share the video. If you haven't already, please subscribe and hit the notifications button. That way you know whenever we get a new episode up. Also, if you want a hat, mug, shirt, you know where to go, freedomwire.com.
We had all kinds of other stuff on there, too, that we don't advertise on the podcast. So.
Yeah, tactical tools and patches.
Yeah.
Hankies. We have all kinds of things up there.
Rugged stuff.
We'll do if you're a conservative and you want to open a bottle and tighten a screw, we got what you need.
Got it. That's it.
You got anything else?
No. Well, I do, but we're gonna cut.
Yeah, we're gonna cut this one short.
I can always.
We could be here all day.
Yeah.
If we let Ryan have his way, but we got places to go.
Yeah. So. until next time, stay free, America.